Dozens of non-governmental organisations from both the Czech Republic and abroad gathered in Prague on Wednesday for an annual NGO market. The event, which was open to the public, included lectures and debates on everything from the role of civic society in post-communist countries to water shortages in the Middle East. Rob Cameron was there and has this report.
NGO activists mingle with members of the public at Prague's Tyršov Dům, one of the many splendid Baroque palaces that grace the city's Malá Strana quarter. This is the 8th annual NGO market in Prague, a meeting of minds for people in the non-profit world, and this year's event was well attended. It was the brainchild of Forum 2000, the organisation set up by former President Václav Havel and others. Coordinator Jana Noiparová told me more about the event.
NGO market has traditionally been an opportunity for Czech and foreign NGOs alike to come to one place and present to public their activities, their plans for futures, and attract both visitors, volunteers, and also sponsors.
One of the biggest organizations attending the NGO market was the Civic Society Development Foundation, a body which redistributes funds from EU and other programs. The organization's Alexandra McGee explained to me that the work of non-profit groups in post-communist societies was crucial.
The organizations are very much needed in this country because what state cannot provide, the services that the state cannot provide towards citizens, there is still this huge gap that can be only covered by NGOs. So I see them as mainly service providers, which still have their space in the society.
But it wasn't just Czech NGOs attending this year's event. Ling Xing Yi is from a Taiwanese organization campaigning to end the death penalty.
From our experience, regional and international networking is really helped the movement in Taiwan to abolish the death penalty. That's why I'm here, because I want to meet the people from other countries and to let them know Taiwan's situation. And also we want to know the other countries' situation.
The role of non-profit organizations is perhaps more controversial in the Czech Republic than elsewhere. Civic activism has many critics here, and the most vocal is the country's president, Václav Klaus. He's frequently attacked the non-governmental sector, most recently claiming that NGOs were a danger to democracy. That's something rejected by the NGO market's coordinator, Jana Noiparová, who says that after government and business, the so-called third sector has a highly important role to play in society.
Everything has always been decided from the top. So if the president says or the parliament decides, but come on, people, like, we need really you to open up to the third sector and start like doing something.
Jana Noiparová, coordinator of the NGO market, ending that report by Rob Cameron. If you've just joined us,